From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, November 4th. Just ahead, there are still votes to be counted, but it looks like Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature graduated income tax measure could be headed toward defeat. We'll learn what that means politically and fiscally for the state of Illinois from Hannah Meisel. But first, these headlines. While Democrats hoped to flip Illinois' 13th congressional district, Republican incumbent Rodney Davis won a fifth term last night. Mary Hansen has more on Davis' rematch win over Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan.
Davis tried to distance himself from President Donald Trump during the campaign, but in an election night speech said the president's supporters helped him win the race.
You saw a surge in areas that were supporting the president, and that surge actually helped me. I'd like to think that we helped each other in a lot of the areas of this district.
Strong support in Macon, Montgomery, and Madison counties helped push Davis over the edge. Despite national money flowing into the campaign, Londrigan was not able to capitalize on the same blue wave that helped her nearly defeat Davis in 2018. Davis said his top priority for his next term is addressing COVID-19. I'm Mary Hansen.
Champaign County's chief elections officer, County Clerk Aaron Ammons, says the county received more than 1,000 mail-in ballots yesterday. He says they're also expecting to receive even more ballots within the next few days.
There's probably going to be another 4,000 or something like that are still going to have to come in after November 3rd for people who are mailing them in. I don't anticipate receiving all of those, but a good percentage of them will come in.
Despite mail-in ballots coming in throughout the week, Ammons says county officials are confident they'll have reliable results, even if they come after Election Day. According to Ammons, more than 20,000 citizens cast their ballots on Election Day in person, but most of the county's votes are coming from early voting. That brings Champaign County's voting total to more than 92,000 ballots cast. And with a few thousand mail-in ballots still outstanding, some Champaign County race results are still uncertain. Democrats lead in the Champaign County races for Recorder of Deeds and Treasurer, according to unofficial election results. Democrat Mike Ingram has 51% of the vote to narrowly lead Republican incumbent Mark Sheldon in the race for County Recorder. It looks like Democrat Cassandra Johnson will be the county's new treasurer. She leads her opponent, Republican Ted Meyer, with about 55% of the vote. Elsewhere, incumbent Republican Circuit Clerk Katie Blakeman trails Democratic challenger Susan McGrath by just 52 votes. Incumbent Republican County Coroner Dwayne Northrup leads Democratic challenger Chandra Bishop by about 2,500 votes. And incumbent Champaign County Auditor George Danos appears to have won re-election over Republican challenger Gary Maxwell with about 57% of the vote. And area incumbents have all won re-election to the Illinois General Assembly. They include Republican Representatives Brad Halbrook and Mike Marin, Democratic Representative Carol Ammons, and Democratic State Senator Scott Bennett. You can find complete election results at our website, illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at a constitutional amendment that would have changed the state's income tax from a flat rate to a graduated one. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on The 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Groups that worked to defeat Governor J.B. Pritzker's graduated income tax plan claimed victory last night. Hundreds of thousands of ballots still need to be counted, but it's not looking promising for the effort, which is a major blow to Pritzker and the state budget. Hannah Meisel has more.
Back in the spring of 2017, then-citizen J.B. Pritzker was making the rounds and introducing himself to potential voters before officially announcing his run for governor. In a message that would become central to his campaign, Pritzker, a billionaire, said he and other wealthy Illinoisans like him should be paying more in state income taxes. Here he is pitching himself to University of Illinois students in April of that year.
This election isn't about money, it is about values. It is about standing up for progressive values. It's about standing up and saying that millionaires and billionaires ought to pay a higher rate of tax than people who make $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
Pritzker went on to win decisively over another rich guy, Governor Bruce Rauner, who cast Pritzker's so-called fair tax as the opening salvo to eventual higher taxation on the middle class. Even so, the governor and his graduated income tax idea had strong support among Illinois voters, at least in theory, according to polls and surveys at the time. In his inaugural address early last year, Pritzker said Illinois' flat income tax was both fundamentally unfair and was standing in the way of fiscal stability.
Our regressive tax system, including property taxes and sales taxes, currently has the middle class paying nearly double the rate that the wealthy pay. That's not fair. And it doesn't pay our bills.
In the next few months, Pritzker released a graduated income tax plan that he said would not only raise an extra $3.4 billion annually, but also lower taxes, albeit not by much, on 97% of Illinoisans. The plan passed the legislature, and then it was up to voters. This fall, Illinoisans were asked to approve a ballot measure to change Illinois' 50-year-old constitution to remove language mandating a flat tax. But between May 2019 and Election Day 2020, the world turned upside down. A global pandemic cost millions their jobs, and the economy generally tanked. Illinois, which had still been in recovery mode from a two-year budget impasse during Rauner's term as governor, is particularly vulnerable to a widespread economic downturn. In the dueling campaigns for and against Pritzker's tax plan, well over $100 million were spent, mostly by Pritzker himself and another billionaire, Illinois' wealthiest resident, Ken Griffin. Griffin has long been a Republican megadonor and didn't hold back on giving to the coalition that strategized against the graduated tax measure. With those millions came the TV ads, and the radio ads, the mailers, the billboards, the yard signs, blanketing the state and swaying voters.
It's time to make millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share.
It's time to vote yes for the fair tax.
I'm deeply concerned about the tax hike amendment.
It gives Springfield politicians new power to increase income taxes on anyone.
There are anywhere between 300,000 to 400,000 more mail-in ballots to be counted in the next 2 weeks. But the pro-graduated income tax side likely has too much ground to make up for a win. So what's next? At his inauguration, Pritzker made a pretty bold statement.
The future of Illinois depends on the passage of a fair income tax.
But if it's dead in the water, the governor said there are two other options, ones he and other progressives find less palatable. Either raise taxes across the board or brace for big budget cuts.
The cuts, though, just to be clear, 15% cuts in public safety dollars, education dollars, in the dollars necessary for human services, exactly at a moment when people need these things most.
Earlier this fall, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton said if the graduated tax measure didn't pass, a 20% tax hike on all earners may be on the table. Pritzker has not committed to that figure, but did say this week that Stratton was reflecting Illinois' stark fiscal reality. The governor has not conceded the loss as of Wednesday morning, and those pushing the tax are asking that every vote be counted. I'm Hannah Meisel.
And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says our mild November weather will continue today with sunny skies and a high of 71 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Mary Hansen, Hannah Meisel, Cesar Sanchez, and our entire Illinois Newsroom team of reporters. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.